proclamations of pecuniary interest? No? Okay, confirmation of the minutes from Monday the 17th of August. Mover and seconder? Councillor Goss? Councillor seconder, please.
Seconded.
Councillor Cowley. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Confirmation of the minutes of committees. Susan Mr. Block, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Adams. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Recommendation of the subcommittees. There's a recommendation from the Perth subcommittee, the Perth local district committee, in regards to the mural artworks and 2021 Perth bicentenary. Do you want to do them separate or do you want to include? I've got several about the artworks. Happy to do them as a group.
They're from different months, aren't they?
No.
Sorry.
Well, number one I'm looking at the moment.
Oh, sorry.
We can move them separately if you like.
That's probably best.
Okay, recommendations to note.
I'll move that they all go together.
Yeah, well, most of them are to note.
They've all got comments and recommendations, they've all got comments. I'll move that the first ones be taken as a group.
Okay, so that's all, that's for 1, 2 and 3. All those in favour? Oh, hang on.
Need a seconder.
No. Need a seconder. Councillor Calvert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, there's Perth Local District Committee as well. 1 and 2, but then there's separate ones.
There's another 2.
Yes, there is. There's another 3. 4.
There's
another 4.
That's a
good one. So, would you like to do the two or separate?
I'll move
it. Come together. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Calvert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Right. And Longford Local District Committee have 2.
I'll move it then.
They've been noted. Councillor Brooks. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Perth Local District Committee, they have 1.
Ross.
Oh, sorry, pardon. Ross, I beg your pardon. It's about the MOU. And that we note the motion. Councillor Adams, Councillor Brooks. I think I'm getting confused, sorry. Councillor Adams, Councillor Goss. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The date of the next council meeting will be the 19th of October. Information items.
It probably might be there somewhere, but I couldn't see it. Really, I was looking at the. I've got a question about the streeting.
That is the year. It's May 2016 or May 2017, whatever. That is the year.
Oh,
December,
okay.
2015.
At the front there.
Okay. So May 16 means May 2016. Okay, I thought it was the May. Sorry about that. I didn't really understand. I've got a question about the Cressy swimming pool master plan. Ask that question.
Yes.
The question to the probably officers. I'm sure we want to work this through, but the Cressy swimming pool got quite a bit of money, $100,000 from the Liberal election commitment when the state government was on, and that money is put towards the upgrade of the kiosk. Then they got another $400,000 at the next national government funding, but the committee at Cressy are really concerned because they got the money promised to do the kitchen up and the upgrade of the kiosk area, and it just keeps on getting delayed and delayed and delayed. They've sort of been told that because of the season, upcoming season, which is start soon, that there's not going to be any major works done to the infrastructure this until next year after the season. So it's another season that they've had without the infrastructure being done. My question to the office is that could something be done to the so if they can upgrade the kitchen, the kiosk area, which is an internal thing, not going to interrupt the outside of the building, to make it more user-friendly inside for the people that are using them, without having to go and waiting until they do all the reconstruction of all the buildings, the major $500,000 reconstruction of the whole place, and they're doing something inside the kiosk before the season starts. And I wonder whether the officers probably don't need a comment, but if they can investigate that and see if there's anything we can do to help them out before the start of this season, which will be in November sometime, I would say. That's when they sort of start. Thank you.
Councillor Polly.
Yeah, just on that issue, were we not waiting for a report on the structure of the actual swimming pool itself? Didn't we ask for a report on the soundness of that? The other thing about, I take the point that's been made, I think it's going to be so hard to be tradespeople between now and midway through next year because of the huge incentive that government's given to people to actually build houses. My son tells me, he's a plumber, that if you can't get somebody lined up in the next few weeks, you've got no home. And then there's going to be a real trough in about 18 months' time. So good luck if we can get somebody, but also I want to know what's happening to the actual report on the structure. Actually, they're going to look at
There has been a report on that, and they have identified some spots in there, and they're going to be attended to through this process. Nothing major there that we're aware of, but again, you just never know what's going to happen because at the age of it, but we have looked at that, and we can provide further information on that when we actually bring forward the actual tenders for this work. We can look at seeing how we can progress the whole lot at once, but the trouble is I think they're looking at removing the top run around the pool as well, so it just we end up sort of like a waveless pool where there's a top surface will be up to the pool. That was going to happen. The kitchen area may be integral to the actual access point, but again, I think, as you mentioned, Councillor, we'll definitely have a look at it, and there may be some works we can progress prior to the rest. But I think if there's anything we can progress now, sooner than later, we should be, definitely, for the site.
Councillor
Bidin. I would like to report at the next council meeting information items just on the progress of the Perth upper rooms. I remembered that I raised a question about 2 months ago that they discovered when they opened up that it was full of mould and that they had to take the carpet and the floorboards out. But it was all going to be covered by insurance, but I thought, well, I'm working for the wrong company because I've never seen insurance policy covers that. But I'm told now that I was correct. They probably shouldn't have even wasted the time with the insurance company. And it's our cost and we're waiting for quotes to come on it. But and apparently it's quite a massive job to pull the whole floor out and re-concrete it, whatever, and have it sitting idle for 6 or 8 weeks while the concrete's drying out before you put carpet on it, which interferes with the cricket season, which I think we should look at other measures to accommodate them some way.
Councillor Davis.
I've got two questions, but I'll have a further report on relevant to the information items. The first one is the progress of the Perth Main Street planning report, where we're at that. And the second one is we noted 2 or 3 meetings ago the issue of the service station on the corner of the exit service station on the corner of Main and Illawarra Roads. And some further investigation was to be undertaken by the EPA. I'd like an update on that, please.
Councillor Brooks.
I brought it up here a while back about linking that Perth bikeway up with Longford. We talked about whether we go down the ride up or on the side of the bridge, and I think we decided that on the side of the bridge would be a lot better, so it would be away from the floods. So you would be wasting your time. Is there any more investigation being had with that? Like I know, break of day, I finished the bridge down there, they hung on the side of that bridge. So I'm just wondering if that was a similar sort of a setup we would be looking at down here.
What we've actually done, it was discussed at the last workshop, I've gone away and actually we've asked asked the Commonwealth about the possibility of reallocating some of their funding for the Longford projects. As you may be aware, they put forward about $4 million. There's about $800,000 that was put aside for the path on top of the levee and a viewing platform. It was just discussed at the meeting about investigating the possibility of actually progressing the path, the joining of the path sooner than later, and perhaps it could come down through the viaduct with a bridge over the river. So we're looking at what that might cost at the moment, and then we'll have to bring a formal report back to council at this next meeting to actually adjust that request to the state, support that request to the Commonwealth if council wishes to go down that path. What we'd be looking at actually raising it above the railway line, but again, it still could be in the floodplain. But yes, that'd be part of the discussion as well. But state growth would be the ones we'd be expecting to pay for all that and also contribute to it. So there's really two options. So either attach to the bridge or bring it down. It was thought that viewing-wise, attraction-wise, coming down through the viaduct and over the river that way would be quite an attraction as well. But there will be a report back to council.
Councillor Davis.
I have a third one which I've neglected to mention, and that's the report that we commissioned in April on the integrated priority projects. What's an update on that?
There will be, rather than doing a written report, they are putting in place a workshop, and once I've got some advice on that, when that's going to be, we'll send that out. They're also putting together information to send that out well in advance of that workshop to sit down and have a discussion with council what that document should look like and what should be included.
So is that likely to be this year?
It will be this year, yep. Yep.
Okay, would anyone like to move the recommendation that the information items be received? Councillor Ginnin and Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Gov 7, the Legat motions for their general meeting in December.
Right,
Councillor Adams?
Yeah, I think
so. You're moving to discuss or moving to move on the recommendation?
I'll move the recommendation. Stephen?
Councillor Ginnin? You wish to speak to it?
Oh, well, I think that, you know, people have heard me around the council chamber before on this. I think it's a good start. We're moving towards something. The general manager reported that other general managers have had discussions, so I think we're getting somewhere with this. Hopefully we can get a motion up.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Gov 8, the AGM... our AGM and 2020 calendar.
Madam Mayor, nothing more than add there. I think as identified in the instruction background, it identifies there what we're obviously looking at setting the date for the annual general meeting and asking council if they're happy not to hold the end of year functions. That's for council itself and also for the local district committees.
And you are welcome to the barbecue at Chips Creek if you wish. Just let me know when. Councillor Davis.
I have a question related to... It notes in the report that we distribute the report on disk and your hard copy. Surely we've moved on to online rather than...
But no, it's available obviously online as well. It's just the size of the document is one of the issues. So we just create a Dropbox and people can access it.
Well, that's not a disk.
We can do it both ways.
My point is that that's not what the notes say. It simply says disk or hard copy. It doesn't make any reference to online.
I'm sorry that we didn't indicate that.
I assumed we had, but just wanted to be sure.
Does someone wish to move the recommendation? Councillor Adams?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second. Councillor Davis? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Gov 9, the proposal for the council owned property at 32 North Street 3rd.
I'll move the matter to be discussed.
Councillor Ginnin, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I just like to test the meeting. I don't know why we need to put the cost and also the staff time to survey the community. I think that the appropriate name that's been recommended is quite fitting for that reserve. And I think that it, to short-circuit it and to save this time, I've only moved it be called the Dalrymple Reserve.
Second.
And we did have a letter. Did everyone receive the letter about the block? We don't need to.
Do you wish me to read that out, or
no?
No.
Maybe we know the correspondence
as well as the recommendation.
Mm. Sub-separate to the recommendation.
I just, sorry.
Well,
I wanted to.
Yeah, well.
They're two different issues, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, so the recommendation here.
Which has been moved and seconded?
No, it was moved to discuss.
No, it's been moved and seconded.
These guys moved and seconded the motion.
Sorry, the motion is that we actually short-circuit and not go to our survey, but actually call it the Dolly Downer Reserve.
Councillor Talbot, were you seconding, were you?
Seconded by Councillor.
Right, okay.
I'd like to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, I fully support the name and whatever. But I'm just sad about Sheep Wash Creek because I've become attached to it over the last few years. So I'm
sorry.
Sheep Wash Creek. And it was a process back in the 1800s where they washed the sheep before they shore them, which must have been a great task in itself, but and pretty wet, I would have thought. So I don't know if we're going to lose the name or we're going to make sure that Sheep Wash Creek has got its title. I know some people have been dubious about it, but I don't know whether it appears on official maps or official documents in any way or whatever, but I like it, and I like it I'd like it to be recognised. I think it's a good character, and it adds character.
Councillor Green.
That's right. We'll turn a little bit of Dan Andrews. No, my way, or the only way, I think you should ask the public for their opinion on the name. This name only came up recently, and I think it was from a ratepayer suggesting in the first place. It may not be the only suggestion that's found, so I think that we should do fairness to the ratepayers or something like that in surveying them in some way, whether it's going to the PERF committee and asking for views from them. I think that they're an advisory committee. I think we owe them the opportunity to at least say what we're thinking, but to downrightly say that that's it, the Dolly Dalrymple Reserve, I think we should be leave it open for the public to have some say. As I said, if the public is only for the PERF district committee to look at and come back to us what they'd like to do with it, I think there's been enough contentious things occur around this old place, and I think that we don't need any more.
Councillor Calvert.
Well, 2 points. I think it's been very well researched by Robert Hanley, and I think it's a good suggestion. We can go round and round in circles and probably come up with another name, but I think odds on it'll finish up like this. The Sheepwash Creek thing, I think that won't change. I mean, that creek is a creek, and it's known as Sheepwash Creek, so I don't think that's under threat at all. So I support the motion.
Okay,
now I've got a quick question now. This was directly talking about the old 32 Norfolk Street, so we would also include 10 Norfolk Street Reserve there as well, because that would then cover that full section. That'd be the way to go if it was going to be named. Is that what the thinking was?
Yes.
Councillor Lambert. Are we getting the motions put up on the board tonight?
No.
Or we can't do
we set up for Zoom in case somebody wanted to Zoom.
Right.
Yeah.
So can we just get the motion read out again, please?
No.
We weren't sure.
Can we just get the motion read out again?
Is that Dalrymple Reserve? That the reserve formed by 10 and 32 Norfolk Street to be put and be put forward. The name Dalrymple Reserve be put forward as the name for the reserve formed by the two parcels of land at 10 and 32 for Norfolk Street.
And are we going to explore the dual naming? Well, in the previous recommendation was that we explore the dual naming, as in I assume the Aboriginal name, is that
correct? Yes, correct.
She was Aboriginal.
She was Aboriginal.
That's right, but that's her name. What their area...
Same origin or something like that.
And what they called the area.
It was only a suggestion, there's no requirement to do it.
Keep it simple, just...
Keep it simple.
I think
it's simple as that. Otherwise it becomes too complicated.
And it can be put on a board anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Interpretation.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Those against? Councillor Ginnin and Councillor Brooks? Carried. Gov 10, the Longford Road...
Sorry, Madam Mayor,
there's a recommendation that we note the letter that was received.
I'll move that the letter be noted.
And Councillor Lambert seconding that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, Gov 10, the Longford Rotary Community Shop.
And then we discuss.
Question of Councillor Ginnin, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'll move the recommendation that we give $5,000 towards the establishment of the shop. It's much needed on the town.
Councillor Brooks is seconding that. Okay. Councillor Ginnin.
There was going to be a business plan attached, probably through my attachments, and I can't find a business plan. Have I not been given one?
There was one submitted.
Yeah. We don't have
it. Well, you know, again, people making decisions on $5,000 without a business plan. I'm not saying it's probably not a business plan, but I couldn't find one here at the time. It's out of order or...
Councillor Lambert's next one, Councillor Burgess.
I think it's a good idea, but yeah, we probably should have the business plan. But I just had a question about the $5,000. Is that inclusive of the window space acknowledgement, or is that an extra cost on top of that as well?
Madam Mayor, firstly, we apologise about the business plan not being attached, and we'll definitely follow up on that. With regards to the space, attachments on page 51 there, the second to last paragraph, they've indicated that space would be set aside dedicated to acknowledging the contribution of the Northern Midlands Council.
Thank you.
Councillor Davis is next.
I've been opposed to this all along and I continue to be opposed to it. We did not get a business plan, we asked for that. It's very difficult to make any assessment of this, but more importantly, and I'll keep coming back to this, like a broken record, we have a budget process. Has not been included in the budget process. A number of issues that have been raised repeatedly, and I'm at the risk of boring people to death, per plant pots, we keep getting told have to be considered in a budget process. And yet all these recommendations are coming to us willy-nilly, as it appears to me as a council, with no good business cases and with no differentiation to me as to why that can be considered out of session and something else can't. So I'm just unhappy with the whole process.
That's
it. My question is the $2,000 that we initiated, that's a part of the project.
$2,000. Neighbourhood house.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a separate again. There's a funding application seeking support for that.
Councillor Pinin.
$5,000 inclusive or exclusive of GST?
It's a grant, so it'd be $5,000 straight, so I would see it.
No GST,
that'd be the money. Yep. If it's anything different, I would come back to council. We'd take it as a straight $5,000 contribution.
And the $5,000, the budget was extremely tight this year. In fact, it was in deficit, so where are we going to find the $5,000 from?
There is an opportunity when we get to the corporate services area. I was going to discuss the income with regards to our rates area. We are receiving a little bit extra in the rates area. I was going to go through where that's occurring. But also we'd look at when the half-year review, we need to look at ensuring that we keep within our current budget restraints, and if we can find savings elsewhere, we need to do that.
So how much the additional, what's at the moment, how much additional do we look like receiving?
I can answer that question now.
It's important to know. It's $1,000 more, $100,000 more. So I would personally just like to move an amendment.
So do you want the information or?
Yeah, I do want the information.
Yep. We allowed it, we're actually over in income of about $388,000 in the rates area. But the reason being is at this stage, with regards to what's been set aside for the COVID-19, we've only had about $3,500 people take that up to date. But that doesn't mean that there might not be more, so I wouldn't suggest at all altering that. But we've had an extra $88,000 come in above what we allowed in the growth area. We allowed in the growth area for income of about 150. We've got nearly $240,000. With regards to additional, income and growth, so nearly $90,000 extra. So obviously there's an opportunity to actually, we may need to be able to reallocate that. That's come about because of the revaluations. They didn't come in, a number of revaluations were coming in late June, July. We also received more, and I haven't got the numbers here, we received more than what we thought also allowed for statewide over at TransLink with regards to their rates increase as well.
Councillor
Lambert was next. Sorry, just going. Yeah. All right,
Mr.
Gunn. So I just wanted to move an amendment that this item not be considered until we cite a business plan as we requested.
I'll second that.
We've only moved to discuss so far anyway.
No, we've got it. No.
I seconded that. I was actually going to say exactly the same thing. I think if a business case has been submitted and we haven't had access to it, I'm not saying I don't support the project, but why haven't we had that documentation to have a look at?
Definitely.
I don't think us putting this off until the next meeting is going to be the difference between this project going ahead or not going ahead. I support the project in principle, but I would like to see that business case before I make a decision. And if it's been submitted to council, why haven't we got it in our papers?
And it might just be great. I do too. I support in principle. However, one business is pulled out of the town for financial reasons. Just like to see that they've got their eyes dotted and T's crossed.
Councillor Calvert's next.
Well, I think, a lot of this came about because of the COVID thing, and it is very much needed, this.
Not denying that.
Absolutely no doubt about that. I've actually seen the business plan. I support it.
Councillor Brooks was next.
Yeah, I've seen the business plan as well. I'm surprised that hasn't been distributed all around council. Like Councillor Calvert said, it's a desperate hole. Needed for this in the community, and the Rotary Club at $5,000 will definitely go back into the community, so that the community will see that money back into the community, so it's not as if they're going to take it away and you'll never see it again. So it's a pretty good cause.
Councillor Davis is next.
I keep coming back to this. If we've got all this extra money, there were a number of items that we dropped out of our budget when we looked at the budget, because we could not afford them. They were considered and they were held over. And we said we'd come back and look at them if there was to be any additional funding. I don't see why this would not be part of a consideration of things that we've already looked at and approved in principle. And we should be doing it in some orderly fashion. And there may well be a desperate need for these things, but there's a desperate need for a lot of stuff. And we've got to be consistent and coherent in the way we deal with these things. And I've got to say, it's not just in Longford we have a need for these things. We've already contributed $2,000 in time and effort. I think that this is just something that needs to be considered as part of a bigger process.
Councillor Pollard.
I oppose the amendment, and I can't believe it really, because you see, what we've got here, only a council meeting just recently approved $10,000 for an urgent thing on Perth in relation to a mental health organisation moving to that town. No one then put up the arguments that they're putting up against this. I feel very strongly about this. This is $5,000 for something that is crucially needed on this town, that this town has a lot of backlist who are really struggling. Now, I've spoken to Rotary. Rotary's lobbied at all of us. You have some of the leading business people of the town on Rotary. They are scheduled to open this on the 4th of October. They've set down the opening time. And for God's sake, I accept the principles that have been espoused by Councillor Dates and others about this comes in the same category as we looked at Perth just recently to ensure that we got rural life and the world to Perth. And I just would urge councillors to really look at this in a compassionate way. I know everybody supports it, but there's no excuse to delay it yet for another month when there's already a scheduled opening, when there's been so much work done, and I believe we should oppose the amendment and go back to the original motion.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I certainly support it. The need is there. Unfortunately, you know, life doesn't go along the same straight line, and Rotary saw a need. The leaving of St. Vinny's caused that. There was a lot of volunteers that were around. So they've taken this opportunity to find a project and to fill it, and then they've asked us for a bit of help. And I think, you know, you can have all your strategic thinking, but you do have to respond to what's on the table at the time and make decisions to those needs. So I think we can do that. I think we can find the money, and I think we can achieve an outcome. And let Rotary really, you know, show up. And Councillor Brooks said any money that they raise will go back into our community. And hopefully there'll be a lot of assistance for a lot of people. And if it's Perth, Cressy or Campbelltown or anyone else, everyone's quite welcome to come to that store as well.
Councillor Davis, this is your third.
I have two comments. Firstly, I resent the comment that Councillor Polly made. If you recall, I spoke very strongly against that We're All Alive and Well motion. On exactly the same grounds that I've raised now.
I didn't criticise you on that.
No, you said
no. Generally, what I said was we supported it outside.
Excuse me, councillors, we'll move on. Councillor Gloss.
I've finished,
Mayor. You've had three goes.
Just that, I suppose, on the Gov10 has got the heading on there, Longford Rotary Community Shop. Well, I reckon this is the North Midlands Community Shop, not just a Longford one. I'm sure the people from Cressy will prefer it, people from Perth. And I think it's something we also could ask Rotary maybe to consider is advertise outside where the shop is as well. You know, in the other municipalities, other towns, Cressy and Perth and Evandale. Because there's going to be people from it everywhere. So I think that they probably need if we could do that, I think that make it genuinely a Northern Midlands community shop. So it's just not a township shop, it's for everybody to use in Northern Midlands. And I suppose, and we would not see someone that lived outside the Northern Midlands too go about, I'm sure they would support them as well. So it should be for everybody. And I think that's what's really important. I think by saying that General Manager has highlighted that we have got the funding to support this program, and we'll have in the near future with the budget review, and I think it's a very deserving project, and it's really great to have a champion like Rotary behind something and doing it. And they showed initiative, they showed common sense, they saw a need, and they provided something for our community. What else can we say?
Okay, I'm going to put the amendment. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Aye. Hands up if you're against. Councillor Goss, Councillor Adams, Councillor... You're against, are you, Mr. Councillor Davis? Or for?
The amendment.
I beg your pardon, I'm for the amendment. I beg your pardon.
Right.
I lost that plot.
Councillor Brooks is against, Councillor Polly, Councillor Calvert and myself. So it's lost. So it goes back to the original motion. That was moved and seconded. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Sorry, who was against?
Nobody. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand up. Okay. Councillor Davis was against. Right, Gov 11, Longford Motor Racing Group.
Yeah.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented there. I've had a number of councils talk to me about this one. Obviously, there is no allocation in the budget. The numbers there, obviously, that we identified or tried to draw some conclusions with regards to the Norfolk Plains book of 2013. Those numbers could be well out of date from 2013. And they also speak about the printing occurring in China, and I won't say anything more there at the moment. There's obviously a bit of feeling in the community. I'm not at all suggesting you shouldn't go to China for the books to be printed, but there needs to be more work done to identify exactly what the cost would be and really whether council even wishes to support the proposal in the first place.
Councillor Gooden.
I move the item be adjourned to the next meeting so that additional information on cost is obtained for it. I think that unfortunately you can get books published in China or Hong Kong, and you can do small numbers, which I think is a benefit. And in hindsight, with the Norfolk Plains book would have been good because I think we've still got 500 or 600 of them kicking around somewhere. So,
do I have a second to that?
I'll second.
Councillor Polly.
That's a council meeting. Sorry. Yeah, that's a council meeting. You're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's one, the purpose of the report says that still famous, talking about the racing era, more than a century later, well, it's actually 70 years, not a century. We need to make sure we've got that fact right. I'm worried about China, and I think, some of the changing nature of things we need to really look hard at. We're going to go to China. Take your point about there's still some printing, and printing technology is enormous now, so it's there's no, unfortunately, no lead left. Printing done that way. This is a concept that we shouldn't reject, and certainly quite pleased to look at it in another way. We certainly need to be conscious of the cost of it and whatever. Neil is quite a character, identified with the Northern Midlands, and so is his family, and of course the motor racing. So that whole concept, things like Motorama and whatever we've had. So I think we need to give it some consideration, but costs are always an issue as well.
Councillor Davis.
This is repetitive, isn't it? We need to see a business case. I support the comment that Councillor Ganina made. I'd like to see what support we're being asked, where others are being asked to put in. The group that are so keen for us to put motor racing onto the village green should be approached. There might be grant funding available. So I want to see much more detailed case than this. And I'd also raise the point that was raised earlier in relation to another matter in the committee, and that is people who want us to support them in these things, and it's relevant to the Rotary thing as well, need to involve us from the beginning, not present us with fait accomplis, which is what this is.
And there is art, Tasmania, available for full publication.
Yeah.
Councillor Gooden.
Sorry, I had a second go, but just by and by, the Motorama is going to be held one day of the long weekend in March. It may coincide with the launch of this, which would be, I guess, handy for the promotion of the book and the event as well.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation that we adjourn for a month. All those in favour?
Aye. Can we just, I'm not sure that the recommendation includes for it to come back with a business case. The amendments.
Is the mover and seconder wish that?
Okay, those in favour? Aye. Against? Carried. Staff 12, the Campbelltown Tennis Club funding request. Yes, Madam Mayor, I don't know if we've got an opportunity to see the second piece of correspondence that came from the group. Clearly indicating that it's not club rooms that they're looking at building, but my interpretation of the first letter to me that clearly did indicate when they started talking about sinks and water to the building was looking to club rooms. I did have discussions with their president, John. He rang me and we had a talk about it. he made it quite clear to me that it wasn't to be club rooms, but I said the impression was there. That's why he followed up with further correspondence. They're keen, obviously, to work with us to come up with something, perhaps looking at a shelter, expanding the shelter for the full width of the courts there, not just a small one that we're looking at, and looking at trying to see how they can have seating and have that enclosed for those cooler days and the heating in. And the heating would be no different really than what does go in outdoor cafes where they have the radiant heaters. Couldn't see there's any objections to that. They are looking putting in those funding rounds, and is identified in the report what they may be. But the issue is that they're asking to use that $30,000. The $30,000 is actually required that we do spend that. That is grant funding that is to be spent this year. It is to be spent $20,000 towards a shelter or a shade over a portion of that area. $5,000 was for landscaping, and another $5,000 was for minor irrigation works within that area as well. So that those monies are expended. My understanding is they don't need no grant money. They don't need to put anything towards the application, even though it would be helpful to have something against it. We normally do try to put something against the application. What they have sought from us, though, on top of that, is actually for us to be looking at to assist with doing up a bit of a master plan. In other words, a high-level sketch and put an estimate next to it about what it could look like to incorporate in the application. So really, they're seeking advice with the council, but to what length council would support their application.
Councillor
Carrick, you're moving to discuss?
I'll move to discuss.
Yes, seconded. Councillor Finnan,
all those in favour?
Aye.
Dan Carrick,
Councillor Carrick. Can we have some indication then what that cost to council would be to prepare a
plan like they requested? I'd only be guessing. It could be anything up to $5,000 by the time you do your elevations and also the site plan. And then on top of that, you've got to pay for the costings to be done. You know, I may be well above what really it is, but at this stage, I'd put a $5,000 figure on it.
Because, you know, I've had conflicting, you know, I've been lobbied about this, and initially was pointed out to me that there was no cost to council at all. They just wanted us to basically support, in principle, them, you know, lodging for making a grant application. But as you say, when you read the fine print in the first letter, it asks about, you know, council coming up with the cost of producing the plans, as you suggest. I noticed in the second letter I read today, there's no mention about that.
Yeah, but they were particularly focusing on the club portion. But yeah, I can easily go back and suggest to them that council won't, it's not prepared to fund.
I can see where they're coming from with this project in terms of just the shelter that was proposed. Mm. I mean, the cost of, you know, nearly $30,000 to do that was really only just a glorified under bench seat with a roof over it, which was, you know, not good spending for that sort of amount of money, not a good outcome, let me say, for that amount of money. And I, you know, I don't think that they are trying to, you know, replicate or duplicate, I should say, what's already existing within the, you know, within close proximity. But, yeah, anyway, that's but I didn't realise it would cost that much to just draw plans up.
Yeah. We could see if we could get Jonathan just to do this, the sketches for it, but in saying
that
though...
Wouldn't Trent be better to do that?
Yeah, and Trent, you know, Jonathan does do a bit. He's been getting Trent involved as well. The issue is that it needs to complement what's already there.
Exactly.
That's the other issue we have. So that's where you pay, as soon as you start saying architect, you start paying through the nose.
I can understand if they just want a grandstand with a cover over it, that's fine. But if they go into duplicating what we've already done in supplying meals there or even snacks there or coffee there, then I think we've missed the boat and we end up with a whole heap of little things there. But I don't know, we did a master plan for this. Was it included in the master plan? Number one or two or something like that.
No, there was club room, wasn't it? There was no club room.
This is more just viewing.
Just viewing and when a shelter
viewing.
What
they said originally to club room,
yeah.
It should just be for viewing.
Viewing, yeah.
I think they want to be able to show the weather.
Councillor Foley is next.
Sorry. Yeah, look, I support the principle of just a shelter, which is, you know, people watching, people playing tennis. but no duplication of what we've already got there. And if it's cost $5,000 to draw up the plan, I would suggest what we say to them, if you give them any at all, would be 2.5, and they're going to find the other 2.5. But give some incentive for them to raise some money themselves. Because after all, we put a lot of money into that tennis court. We got something back from them when they sold their own property, but only a minute compared to what we put into it. I think a short is fair enough. But if we're going to give them anything at all, we all support their application for government funding, but if we're going to give them anything towards drawing up the actual plan for the shelter, they will make a contribution to it as well.
Madam Mayor, I've got an idea if I can put it forward. We could perhaps use the money we've got at the moment for the current shelter and actually have that designed to go the full length, having our money set aside for the first portion and then make application just for the shelter at this stage and any seating. And if later, if they want to enclose it, that's obviously a further funding application. Is that an option to move forward? So it's not costing us anything.
Give
us
a stage. Yep.
Can I just ask, though, with it being TAS Community Fund, they're very specific about where their money gets spent.
No, that's not TAS Community Fund. Right. No. Okay. This is another sporting funding stream.
Councillor Davis is next.
That was my suggestion. Surely we could do that. I'm not aware of any grant program that requires you to have drawings to that level to make an application for a grant. So if we're going to do that, then it could come out of the funds that we've got. But I don't think that other than a sketch drawing would be necessary for the application anyway.
Councillor Goss.
Madam Mayor. It's a couple of things. The ongoing, sounds like we've got $10,000 already allocated for landscaping and irrigation. So there's only really got $20,000 we're talking about that could be possible to use.
Yeah.
That's probably something to point out to start with. My question was going to be about the things like the light at the moment. Do the tennis club pay the lighting, the power bill for the lighting at the place, or is that for the complex place for that? Or?
No, that'd be divvied out between the users of the facility.
If they have an indoor enclosed area with heating and air conditioning or whatever, hot water, then have they got ongoing expense that'd be included in their business case for the development?
Yes, it would be, but then with what you're mentioning there, Councillor, that starts being a function centre, and I understand that's not even the committee themselves are not wanting to go down that path. They're after an enclosed shelter just to keep themselves out of the weather and a bit of heating down through there.
A PowerPoint, basically.
Councillor Adams.
I just thought I wanted to say, make sure the terminology is right, that it's a shelter, jumping into the shelter if there's a rain shower and things like that. We should be specific about what we allow to go on there.
Councillor
Dimon. I'm happy to move that motion that is shown. What's the page now?
Council liaise with the tennis club to explore ways to improve the current viewing area with adequate shelter, heating and seating.
And including the finance requirements in place.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Calvert. And Councillor Calvert, you want to speak?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think the General Manager raised a really good point, and that is that whatever how this finishes are, it needs to be, and I think this motion covers it, it needs to be not done in conflict. Like it needs to be done so that if it can be added on to whatever it is with what we want rather than just ad hoc.
No, definitely.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Gov 13, Longford Cup's New Year's Day request for financial support.
I'll move to be discussed.
I'll second.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'll move the recommendation.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Polly. Councillor Adams.
Well, I think there's an enormous cost, and I just spent the weekend with the Jazz Festival at Longford, which was a hell of a lot more work to make it happen from a health perspective and cleaning and these things, and I think this icon event is going to have the same issue this year. They made the decision to go ahead with it, but they need some assistance, I think, in
in making it happen. So I believe we should give it support. It's a bit more than what we normally do, I think. But
Councillor Davis.
I'm not necessarily opposed to the recommendation, but I do think, again, I'd like to see more detail about what the fund's going to be used for and what other sources have been investigated, because I know there are other sources for funding for COVID-affected events and activities like this. So I'd like to think that we're not just the first point of call, but there are other investigations made as well.
Councillor Calvert.
I agree. I mean, I know.
I beg your pardon, are you Councillor Calvert, but I did have Councillor Pollard.
I don't mind being rather.
Sorry about that.
No, mate.
Councillor Calvert.
Yeah. Okay, so there is grant money available just for the specific thing, this COVID, dealing with that. So I'd be urging that we look at that. The COVID, we just got $3,000, I think, for that very purpose. So. That should be investigated, but
Councillor Pollard.
Yeah, look, I've watched over my last 50 years, 50 years ago, all country towns had a race meeting, and then progressively over the time, they've all diminished. Now, there's only three left, I think, and that's Longford, and the New Year's Day one at St Mary's, and I think there might be a trotting one down in New Norfolk. All the ones that used to exist, they are waiting to move it on. They'd love to move it on. As soon as they found some excuse a few years ago to close down Deloraine, they closed it down. That used to be the only hurdle race. Over the years, there's been battles fought to keep the race here on New Year's Day. And if the racing industry themselves, if you go to Mowbray of a race meeting, there's no one there. You can fire a cannon off. You just don't get anyone going to race meetings. This is unique. They get about anything between 4,000 to 5,000 to 6,000 people here at Longford that day. Once it goes, they won't go on into Launceston. They're not interested really in keeping it going because they make their money out of the TAB and races broadcast all over the world. And so any excuse they have for the closing, they would. And I think for $8,000, we don't want to give any reason for them not to. And in fact, I'm frightened that if they do. Because of the problem we've got at the moment, they might even use that as an excuse. But hopefully we can ensure that we support it and back it, because otherwise, once it goes, you'll never get back again.
I'm just interested to know what they are spending $8,000. It indicates some of the items there. And there's some things like the standalone sanitiser stations and refills. I think it would be a wise purchase for council to make anyway, and then let them out. Because I think that all events will require those, and it's just stupid that to run an event that they need to go out individually and hire and buy those sort of things. So I just pick that up as an example, and imagine some fencing, other things that we could supply in kind. Again, it is an iconic event. It's been unique for a long lot of years. Sad to lose it, but it is annoying that there's other events that don't receive as much, and it is annoying that they jump the queue. Past those event funding. But all that aside, I would support it on the proviso we go back and find out how they want the 8,000. Maybe we can do a few thousand in kind support and the rest in cash.
Well,
what about supporting them, making an application for a grant? I mean, they're grants specifically for this. And they could well get $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah,
they could well get the $8,000.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
And they're out and open now. I think we should be going down that line.
And then failing that, if they were unsuccessful in that application, then we could have a look at it, because nobody wants to lose it. But there's no point in us spending scarce dollars when there are funds available specifically for this.
Or this thing. Yeah.
So are you proposing an amendment?
Can I suggest an amendment?
Councillor Adams and Councillor Polly moved it, yes?
An amendment that we supported in principle, subject to looking at other options that we do support. I just want to tell you, it's nearly Christmas, it's nearly New Year's Day. I mean, we're getting close now, it's almost October, November, December. So being able to get an application in time for planning for New Year's Day is pretty stretching. But if we have a resolution that says we support it in principle, and Councillor Gannon's idea how do they want in kind, whether we should have stations ourselves, that we support them in principle, subject to council officers negotiating with them as to how it's provided.
Otherwise,
you'll lose it.
It's
too close to incorporate
the
motion.
Councillor Goss. Yeah, I just want to relate what Councillor Nunes said. What I'm going to bring up exactly was that there should be a way, there's other community events which happen that need some of these resources as well.
Yep.
And Council should find a way of making a bank of those things so that not just given to the. This particular organisation or any other organisation, we've got to have them here so that if there's another event in March, we've got stuff here on hand, we haven't got to go and start a game off the scratch. So the things I picked out were exactly what Councillor Dunn said, the fencing and the hand sanitiser and stuff, and there may well be other things. The other question I had was about the crowd size. At the moment, we've got limits of only 500 in Tasmania.
Just gone to 1,000.
I just wondered that when the event attracted 4,000 or 5,000, if they can only have that many, can it still?
You can have groups. Yeah. Groups of 1,000.
I'm not sure, but I just wondered how that's going to work. Sorry, they're planning for what they know now,
and I'll be honest, I'll put it this way, they're hoping for the best when they get to that point. They're adjusting as they're moving along.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion then? Why don't the council make the application for the
goods for themselves?
Which covers everything that's been said.
Put a grant in for some fencing and for
can be used at other events.
Or other events.
Can we put the grant in on behalf of
council? We'll investigate that, because how I took it, that's actually we've been looking at all the options and us perhaps putting the application in. The first thing tomorrow is that we'll make contact with them and arrange another meeting to work through these, what the options are.
I absolutely support. Can I just have the motion read out again? Because I think the crux of it is we can't afford to lose this event. It's an iconic event in our community, and I think that it would be a really sad day if it goes. And it is a draw card to our community, and I don't think we can afford to lose it. So I think we need to look at all of these options. But can I just have the motion read out again? Because I want to make sure that we're voting on the right thing to make sure that this actually gets some support.
That council provide in principle financial support of $8,000. Subject to the investigation of other funding sources and negotiating how the funding is provided.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Do we wish to stop the meal break?
Yeah, one more to go.
Mark C&D1, monthly report.
Madam Mayor, that's where I was making the general comment there on page 53 there under the rate income. You'll notice in actual there at the top of the column there detailing the funds. There's $11,624,901. We've actually received nearly $400,000 above, but $300,000 relates to the COVID-19 relief fund. We've only had a call on that so far, and the extra 88 is additional income with regards to the growth that we allowed for about 150,000, and we've got in about $230,000.
But normally we can take that up at the 30th of December.
Yes, adjustments. Adjustments then, yeah.
Great news to have some extra funding coming in. Is there, at this stage, can you recognise any extra funding from what we're going out?
Not at this stage. There is a few obviously changes there. You'll note there that one of the bridges has cost a little bit more than what was budgeted for, but the unders and overs there in the next 6 months may take that up as well. So at this stage we're only 2 months in.
Okay, would anyone like to move the recommendation that we note this report? Councillor Goss, Councillor Dunn, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Good.
I'll move the next one. Then we're going to take it to another.
Okay, all right. So the name Monastery Court.
Yeah. Well, I think
Councillor
it fits
Adams
in.
Is moving the recommendation.
I think it moves into the historical aspect of that area.
Councillor Davis.
Can we just make sure we spell it consistently?
Yeah.